And good morning. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm your host, Jim Phillips, and thank you for joining us on this Sunday. Today, we are talking about a nonprofit that's located in New Bedford, but helps people really all over the South Coast. That nonprofit is the Share Foundation. Been around for a while. It started at UMass Dartmouth and then moved to New Bedford. Jack Dresser is the executive director of Share. And Jack is joining us today. Also, one of his clients is joining us today. Philomena Tripp is a person you may have heard of. She was born with severe disabilities, and she is here today. She's done some remarkable things in her life that she will share with you. And she's done it in part, certainly her own will and her own courage and all of that. But she's done it in part with help from Share. And we're going to talk about all of that. So welcome to you both, and thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Jack, what is Share? Let's start off with that. What is the Share Foundation?
Well, as you described, Share is based locally here in New Bedford. We're a nonprofit, and our mission is to help improve the quality of life for people with moderate to severe physical disabilities. Our clients are born with defects related to delivery. Our clients have conditions like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, cerebral palsy, or perhaps have suffered a stroke or a brain injury. And due to these conditions, they have challenges in life beyond what we usually experience. Many of our clients cannot verbalize. They can't speak freely. And many of our clients cannot operate motor functions, so they have extremely limited physical abilities. And what we do is we take technology and adapt it to their very specific abilities, the parts of their body or system that can move, and we use those movements to create a switch that operates a computer, and the computer will allow them to synthesize speech if they are voiceless. It allows them to communicate their immediate environment, perhaps operating their lights or their changing channels on their TVs, and do that independently. So what really the Share Foundation is about is giving people their as much independence as they can, helping them overcome their physical challenges so that they can keep connected with their family, their caregivers, and the outside world.
How many clients do you have now, Jack?
We add about 12 new clients a year, and at any given time, we're working with 60 clients. Our first client is still a client. Mm-hmm. After all, this is 40 years later. After all, technology changes, and we struggle at home to keep up with the changes of technology, so we go to our clients and help them by delivering new technology, by updating software, by doing what we can to keep them current. And also our clients' conditions change over time. So 12 new clients a year, but about 60 that we are working with at any given time.
So are these services free?
Okay. They are provided free of charge to the client, and we are funded entirely by the support of our community, be it grants from corporations or foundations or the gifts of individuals in our area.
And also some fundraisers, which we'll get to.
Thank you. So,
Philomena, tell us a little bit. Now, look, you've had such an amazing life. We're going to get you back here to do a show.
Okay.
But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. In 2000, I started working at Southeast Center for Independent Living. Mm-hmm. It's for people with disability. So, when I started in 1999, and then my director said, you need to learn how to do computer, but I don't have hands. Mm-hmm. So she recommended for us, she did a referral for me to go to Share, and they provide me with the Dragon for me to speak to the computer. Mm-hmm. And even the mouse, I cannot use the real mouse, and they provide that. And they brought me at home a computer for me to do things for my work, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and then even they went to Skill to download the program for me to speak at work, you know, like the Dragon. Mm-hmm. So I don't have too many that I need so far until now, but I seen two clients that I refer a lot to when I was working to share. And it's amazing what they do, because this program is awesome. Because I went to a consumer's house, and not that I borrow, and he's in bed written, and suddenly the door opened, and he said, come in. Okay. I said, how did you open that door? Because I like to ask questions.
Sure.
And he said, well, this is from all the technology I get from Share. I open my TV. I do everything. I said, that's awesome, you know, because it is an awesome program. Yeah. I've been involved with them, and they started with a computer, then they give me a laptop, and that's what I have. I don't have my own equipment. They loan to me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's been awesome. And now I met Mr. Dresser, the director, and he's been doing an awesome job.
So, that is what Share has provided you in your life.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack, you mentioned funding, and my thoughts about funding are, yeah, you've got grants and loans, mm-hmm. whatever it is. Yeah. But you also have these fundraising events. And you got some coming up, right?
We do. Thanks for the opportunity to share with the audience what we do have coming up. Mid-September will be a busy and important time for the Share Foundation. We have two events back-to-back. Our biggest fundraiser will occur on September 13th, and it's our 40th annual Share Foundation Walk and Roll. We call it Walk and Roll because people like Philomena and some of our other clients participate in this event and roll from the Westport United Methodist Church down to the end of the Westport Point and back. It's about 1.5 miles round trip. Mm-hmm. We are gathering people at 9 o'clock at the church, Westport Point United Methodist Church, for the journey and back. We'll start off with coffee and donuts, and we'll end up with some pizza and refreshments. And we are really encouraging participation and fundraising for us, if the audience will. I can give some contact information on how to learn more. May I do that, Jim?
Sure.
All right. So the Share Foundation has a website, www.thesharefoundation.org. From there, you can click to our events page, and from our events page, you can go to our walk registration. We'll give you a more precise idea of where we're going to be and when we're going to be doing it, and how you can help by registering and then fundraising on a peer-to-peer basis.
I know you have a couple of other fundraisers, not as prestigious, if you will, as the Walk and Roll, but they are present as well, right?
They are. A great fundraiser is the next day on September 14th. It's an antique car show located at the property of the Freetown Historic Society. That will be September 14th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's organized and run by the Downshifters Car Club of New England. Mm-hmm. They have a beautiful collection of cars that folks drive there to exhibit. As a car exhibitor, you'll be asked to pay $15 at the gate. As someone that's just coming by to visit, there is no gate fee. Please, if you're willing and able, make a donation to the Share Foundation. But we're looking forward to a spectacular fall day of beautiful cars and wonderful people.
Again, these foundations, these fundraisers, I should say, are important to organizations like Share. They do not get any government money. They do not get, nobody comes in and drops $10,000 on a table. They'd like that, but no, nobody does that. They apply for grants. They work, I'm sure, with, you may have some investments, I don't know. But your number one fundraiser is really, your number one moneymaker is really fundraising, I would assume.
Yes, it is. It's entirely. Okay.
So that's how you can help, ladies and gentlemen. And can people get involved? How do they go about registering? Can you do that on your website?
Yeah, right from the website, you'll be able to click to our events page, and there you'll see a little register button. And you simply sign up with your name, your email address, You can set up your own fundraising page with your story, why you are fundraising for the Share Foundation, if you want to help by fundraising. Send your link out to your friends and family, as Philomena is doing and as I have done and any number of other people have done. Last year, we raised about $30,000 from the walk. This is our 40th anniversary, 40th year of the walk, so we have an ambition of raising $40,000.
Sure.
We're grateful to Bay Coast Bank, who just stepped up as our presenting sponsor. So they've made a big difference, and we have other community businesses that are sponsoring as well. So if you happen to have a community business and like to get your name on our t-shirt, our walk t-shirt, please contact us. Sponsorships start at $250 and work their way up.
Philomena.
Yeah.
You've told us what Share has done for you, but how important has that been in your life?
It's very independent because I can go to the computer and I type and I do, I talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the walk also. I've been very committed. Me and my husband, we do that. And it's been a, I don't know what I would do because, and if they break, if I need something and the computer doesn't work, they call, I call and they're right there and fix. Even one time I needed a microphone and the other girl came bring it the right away, the microphone for me to, you know, it's awesome program. And I believe that people should help because it gives us independence. People, it's like I've been thinking so many times. It's like when we have a disability, we are very challenged. We have a lot of things, nice. I mean, we cannot do the things that people do.
Right, you have but a lot
we
more
can,
things to think about.
But we can if we have the equipment.
Yeah.
It's like I went to the meeting Tuesday. I was amazed. I'm honest with you. I saw the computer. We look at the eyes. And we can type for ALS. People cannot move.
Yeah.
So it is a, I mean, to tell you the truth, I've been involved with them since 2000. And I mean, it's the best thing I ever had.
You've written a book?
Yes, I did.
You've also done some skydiving. We'll touch on that
later.
Oh,
yeah, that's.
But you've written a book.
Yes, I did.
How can people, the book is called Invisible Courage.
Yes, it is.
How can folks get the book?
They can go to Amazon, mm-hmm. or they can go to philomena.com. That's my website.
Mm-hmm.
And they go by PayPal, then I mail it to them.
Sure.
Whatever. Yeah.
All right. We're going to have you on again to kind of further talk about your life here. But today is Share's Day.
Yeah.
Jack, finally, these fundraisers are important. Helping people are important. You do it with a small staff. You don't have an army of people, do you?
No, we do not. We're a Share Foundation is comprised of 6 people. We are all part-time folks. I'm the executive director, and we have technology-oriented people that go out and help folks like Philomena. Mm-hmm. We have a client services coordinator that is the first stop for anybody inquiring about our services. And one of the Share founders, Phil Vile, is still on the staff, doing incredible work and incredible service to our community of disabled friends.
And it is, again, an amazing thing. Somehow you do this. How do you get the equipment? That's the other question.
Well, there's 2 ways. We, for relatively new equipment, we'll accept contributions of laptops and iPads, which is primarily what we're using these days. And also, we use the money that is contributed to us to go out and buy new equipment, again, laptops and iPads, but also switches and various things to adapt a home environment to the abilities of our clients to help meet their needs.
So again, the date for the walk and roll?
Is September 13th. Registration starts at 9:00 at the United Methodist Church of Westport Point.
So, folks, if you're interested in helping this organization, I think it's a wonderful organization because it provides a level of independence for people who otherwise might not be able to talk, might not be able to communicate with others, might not be able to move around in their house or to move around in their community. I mean, I think SHARE does all of that and much more. And really, it's an organization that began many years ago, and it started at UMass Dartmouth, as I mentioned, and now it's in New Bedford. And I'm personally grateful for the work you're doing to help people with disabilities. It's really a terrific foundation, and you're doing some terrific work. My thanks to Jack Dresser, the executive director of the SHARE Foundation, and Philomena Tripp, who is a local author and much more. She has done a lot of work in the community, and really, thank you very much for coming
thank
by
you
here today. And I promise you, we'll get back to you.
I hope so. I want that.
and we will talk to you at another
you.
Time. Both of you, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for having us.
And again, keep SHARE in your head. Help them out. They could use the financial boost. They're doing important work in the community. Mm-hmm. Up next on Town Square Sunday, we'll be speaking with Jack Spillane, columnist for the New Bedford Light, latest on some local news stories he's been working on, watching, observing. And Jack is up next here on Town Square Sunday. Stay with us.